This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, it's definitely a busy week for Illinois Ag as we have wheat harvest, county fairs, the state FFA convention, industry tours, and a number of other things going on. But I did have a chance yesterday to catch up with the Illinois FFA Center Executive Director, Mindy Bunzelmeyer. That convention kicks off today at the Prairie Capital Convention Center, and Mindy says that things are off to a great start.
Things are going really well. We're very excited about our 89th annual Illinois FFA State Convention. We're just thrilled to have FFA members from all around the state converging on the city of Springfield for our 3 days of our state convention.
So how many state FFA conventions does this make for you working with the association?
As executive secretary, this will be my third state convention, and I've been with the FFA Center since 2013, so I can't remember. I'm losing count, Katie. That's a bad sign.
Well, I know you've got a lot of experience, and FFA is so important to you, so it's great to see you here another year. Anything new this year that we can talk about or that students should be looking forward to or you'd like to tell our listeners?
Well, I think one of the most exciting things is just that we always, as we have traditionally for the 88 years prior to this one, is we're celebrating our state winners. So we recognize our state-winning FFA chapter. We're recognizing our State Proficiency Award winners. We're recognizing our FFA chapters that win the state career development events and the number one individuals in those events. So as always, as tradition stands, we're very excited to celebrate all of those successes. Something new that we're adding this year is we did add the Green Hand Quiz Bowl, which will be on Wednesday of this week. And so we're asking all those freshman FFA members who have been trained in the Green Hand Quiz Bowl to participate in that. We have about 20 chapters who are participating in that event. Of course, we, as you know, from today, we added the Agriculture Communications Summit to today to lead us into convention, and we had about just under 200 FFA members at the AgCom Summit, so very exciting pieces. We also have some leadership development events taking place here at convention. We have public speaking, parliamentary procedure, ag issues, job interview, and ag communications leadership developments, all events all taking place here Monday and Tuesday of leading into convention. So lots of great things going on this year.
Well, it is a very busy 3 days, and it's exciting because I talk with chapters throughout the school year or try to catch up with them, and they've always got something going on, and this is the week of the year that they get to be rewarded, and chapters from all over Illinois come together in Springfield.
Yes, it's really an exciting time. And I think one of the crown jewels, of course, is when we pass out the state FFA degree to all of those FFA members who have earned their state FFA degree. But then we also recognize our stars over Illinois. And so we recognize our star in agriculture science, our star in agriculture placement and ag business, and then our star farmer of Illinois. And those are four very coveted awards by recipients of the state degree. So that is a really wonderful ceremony that we'll have Wednesday night. And then, of course, the big kingpin is when we elect our new officers. Thursday morning, we will have the election of our new major state officer team, and those five individuals' lives will be changed forever Thursday morning. And so the amount of excitement, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. It's a pretty amazing event, and I'm very proud to be a part of it.
Well, we wish you the best of luck this week. I guess the final question is, how is membership and enrollment this year? How are numbers?
Numbers are right at the same. We're really at a plateau point, about 17,500 in that mid 1,700 point. We'd love to break the 18,000 mark here in a couple years, but we've been at that mark for the last 2 or 3 years. Same way with ag education enrollment. Convention attendance is up. We have pre-registered about 4,600 members and guests. Pre-registered, and usually we'll pick up another 500 to 1,000 at on-site registration. So we're looking to definitely break 5,000, possibly break 5,500.
Mindy Bunzelmeyer of the Illinois FFA Center, and we'll have more after this. Warm weather and limited rain assisted some farmers in early wheat harvest over the weekend, and according to this week's state crop report, precip averaged just under 0.2 inches, and that was about 0.7 below normal. Topsoil moisture supply rated 3% very short, 38% short, 56% adequate, and 3% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply rated 1% very short, 18% short, 77% adequate, and 4% surplus. Corn emerged was at 96% compared with 97% for the 5-year average, and corn condition rated 3% very poor, 11% poor, 28% fair, 50% good, and 8% excellent. In soybeans, planting was 93% complete compared with the five-year average of 88, and of those 93% planted, 78 had emerged. Soybean condition rated 2% very poor, 9% poor, 23% fair, 57% good, and 9% excellent. Winter wheat harvest was already 24% complete compared to the five-year average of 11, and winter wheat condition rated 8% very poor, 7% poor, 21% fair, 47% good, and 17% excellent. Well, in national ag news, the U.S. Department of Ag announced Monday that 65 projects would receive funding through farm-to-school grants designed to increase the amount of local foods served in schools. Grants range from $14,000 to $100,000, awarding a total of $5 million to schools for farm-to-school planning, implementation, or training. Projects selected are in urban, suburban, and rural areas in 42 states and Puerto Rico and are estimated to serve more than 5,500 schools and 2 million students. Cindy Long, Deputy Administrator for Child Nutrition Programs at USDA's Food and Nutrition Service, says the grants foster healthy eating habits among America's school-age children. According to the 2015 USDA Farm-to-School Census, schools with strong farm-to-school programs report higher school meal participation, reduced food waste, and increased willingness of the students to try new foods, such as fruits and vegetables. Well, of those 65 projects, one was selected for a grant from Illinois. The Aurora East Unified School District in Aurora, Illinois, is receiving $44,000. The school district will develop a plan to increase the amount of local and regional foods served in the district schools. This project will also improve students' access to fresh foods while increasing students' understanding of food sources through the development of school gardens. Well, that's all we have this afternoon for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.